I know it's here somewhere. Finally.
Oh, it's time for the doctor. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And we have a regular show for you today. Regular in a lot of ways, but not in others. For instance, we now have our second camera set up. About time. It's taken a while to get all this worked out. But we finally do have it worked out. I've been trying to get all the beard hair off of me. I need to get my beard cut. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network. Oops, wrong button. Of the Tech Podcast Network. TechPodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We're also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. What are you going to do? I'm just so excited. I'm giddy with excitement for all the things that we're going to be talking about today. You've seen the last two netcasts I did here on the channel. A failed experiment. Completely failed. But that's okay. I've returned the cards to Amazon. The HDMI 4-port video card that didn't work for me the way I wanted it to. I mean, it had an image on it, but that ain't enough. You know what I'm saying? It needs to look pretty decent, too, and not jerk. So I want it to be clear, clean, and consistent. The three C's. All right, here's what I did. I replaced those two cards. Well, I tried one after the other, so technically I was using the same port for each card during the test, with this card, the USB 3.0, let me put it over here where it's a little closer to my face, a little more in focus. USB 3.0 7-port PCIe, enhanced PCIe, host card for the PCIe bus. And notice down here it says UASP mode. That will be important, okay? Nice little box, nice little card. It is from SIG. Yes, SIG. I believe that's right, SIIG. You know, on the car, on the box here, it does. Oh, there it is, yes. SIIG, SIG. SIG? I don't know how to pronounce these things, but it's a card. And notice, 7 ports. 7 USB ports. Dude. Okay. So, here's the thing. These ports are available for all the various devices that are not cameras. Okay? Because when you put the new camera interface, even on this card, it still jerks around. How annoying. However, there's hope. Let's go back to this shot. There's hope because what we did is we put the new device that I'm about to show you on the original bus with nothing else on it. The original, when I say bus, you know what I'm talking. It's an interface. It's an interface to the computer. Okay? So, here's, are you ready for a drum roll? Let's have a drum roll. Yeah, it's the Geek Software of the Week drum roll. That'll work. It's a drum roll. Anyway, here it is. The Live Pro, get the shiny off the box. Roughly there. The Feel World Live Pro L1 multi-format mixer. Okay, now that is the box. shows all the things that it... I've got it upside down for that. But over here shows right here. Facebook, YouTube, etc., TikTok, all of these various things that it will do. It's an interface. It says multi-camera operation, PC app controlling, PIP, which is picture-in-picture, USB 3.0 live streaming, audio embedding, high bandwidth digital content protection. Now, it comes in a box, switch over to this camera, with a cool styrofoam liner, which I like. And it's pretty straightforward. There's not a lot to see because there's not a lot left in the box. I've already got it all installed. We're using it right now. So that's why, you know, we're going to skip the whole unboxing thing. There are so many unboxing videos for this device. Just go watch those. Okay? All right. So, where do I want to go from here? Oh, I know where I want to go from here. I want to show you the device the way I have it set up on my desk, okay? All right, I'm using my cell phone to shoot this, but as you can see here, this is the LivePro L1, and I've got it set up here with this mount. This is a camera mount. It attaches to the table with a screw, basically, that clamps it on. It's a clamp. Then this comes up with an adjustable arm, and it attaches to a socket here in the side of the LivePro, and then that allows me to set it up right at the angle I want it. And then below that is the Stream Deck, where I can hit the buttons and go back and forth between the various lower third options that I want to do and so forth. Then I've got a wireless mouse and keyboard here. Now, I know this keyboard tray looks really beat up, but it's because this is where I build systems, and it's gotten scarred up over the years, all right? But as you can see, there are cables that come out of here, and I'm working on neatening that up. I'm going to have a right-angle connector here that'll make this a little cleaner. But as I get it neatened up, I may show it again, but this is kind of the setup I've got. And then if you come up here, you can see OBS and see me in the screen and for my camera. And if we go up a little further, the lights will get really bright. You can see my lighting, how I've got the lighting set up. The main lights just go right up to the ceiling and bounce off the ceiling. And that's what gives me my nice even lighting. Okay? So that's kind of a little studio tour with the LivePro. And excuse the audio, but I'm just using the built-in audio on my phone to record this. So there you go. That's how I have it set up. You notice I had the heavy-duty mount for the thing. It's mounted onto the desk permanently. Well, I mean, I can take it apart, but you know what I'm saying. Permanent for me in my application. And I can then switch back and forth from one camera to the other seamlessly without any glitchiness. I don't like the glitchiness. So we got that sussed. And I'm really happy with this. Now, here's the cool thing. Okay? Are you ready for this? I should have that music. Are you ready for this? No. Okay. Let me put up my name. All right. Here's my name on a lower third. Now, I hit a button on the Stream Deck that you saw earlier in the video. Hit a button on the Stream Deck. It puts up the lower third here in OBS. You with me so far? Okay. You're following. Now, if I hit this button to go to the other camera, what's going to happen, do you think? Let's quiz you. What do you think will happen? Oh, Dr. Bill, you'll lose the lower third because it's associated with this image. No, I won't. Because, back over here, This lower third is being put on by OBS after the cameras, plural, are ported into OBS. So the OBS sees this strictly as camera video. All right? Now, before it gets there, I can switch it with the switcher back and forth. All right? And by doing that, I can put the lower third over it and have it follow me to the other side, to the other camera. Okay? So I can put up all my various graphics. Like, for instance, here is the website, the home of DrBill.tv, the computer curmudgeon, is this website right here. You should go there because there's all kinds of good information from our archives. Okay? So that's a good thing. Now, I tell you, I am so giddy. It's just silly. Now, the other thing is I could actually do effects. Let me do this. Let me come in here. And we will choose an effect. All right. And select that. And go back to the screen. And now, I can switch between the two. Did I activate it? I don't think I activated it. Hold on. I'm still learning. All right, that's the effect. There it is. And now, is it not switching? It's not switching. It's not the machine's fault. There it is. I finally got it to do it. I had to hit the button and it will switch. Okay, that's an effect. I know it. I'm overdoing it. Chalk it up to being so excited about the switcher. All right, let me go back to a cut mode. Right there. Select that. And then get back to the main screen. And now it should cut. Hold on. There we go. Like I originally had it set up. Don't make changes in the middle of a show. Unless you're doing this. Unless you're demoing it. That's the takeaway from that. And like I said, I'm learning how to use it. So just bear with me on that. But anyway, I will do some practicing, and I'll try to get better at it. But this is what I've been trying to achieve, is multi-camera functionality, where I can turn over here and talk to you, and maybe show you things, hold things up, and talk to you about them, and then switch back, and that kind of thing. That will come later. Just pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. So, there you go. All right? Now, it took a long time to get here. I'm trying to get my microphone kind of semi-adjusted. There we go. Took a long time to get here because I just had so many things I was trying to do. And I was trying to get it to work within the computer so that the cameras went into the computer and let OBS do the switching. Now, that was my goal. I now feel like that was not the goal I should have been shooting for. What I have now, I like a lot better. Now, why? For the very reason I showed you a while ago. If I put up the International Association of Internet Broadcasters, and then I go over here on this camera, the lower third is still there. I like that. I can switch back to my name, switch back to just the camera shot, and then come over here back to the original shot. Okay? And all that is controlled from the interface that I showed you in the earlier video. Okay? The B-roll. As we call it professionally, the B-roll from earlier. Okay? All right, I know I've been getting into some techie stuff from a video perspective, but I wanted you to show the final outcome, how it all came out, and I want to show you what I just held up a minute ago. So I'm going to go ahead and do that again. This, again, it's not in focus because it would be if I held it up and let it focus on it. There we go. The N6 desktop Bluetooth speaker. Okay. Got pretty blue lights on it and everything. But here's the thing about that. That is a box that shows what was in it. It's actually in there in the living room. Hooked up to my Dell XPS 13 laptop. All right. I'll show you a brief video of that right now. All right. Here we are looking at my Dell XPS 13. All right. And I'm going to close this down and show you back here. This is the Bluetooth speaker behind it, and it's connected with a cable here to keep it charged. I mean, I'm using one hand to video with and the other hand, there we go. And you know, there's all kinds of stuff that I've been unpacking. I've been unpacking lots of stuff here in the living room. So it's a bit of a mess. My wife will throw a fit that I'm showing this on camera. But like I say, I've been doing some unpacking. It's gotten things kind of messy and dusty. But bear with me here. Now I'm going to go up here and click on the player. Now that is by no means full volume. That's Keith Holiday, by the way. Music from an album that he is working on that he has not released yet. So, Keith, hopefully it's not too premature. He gave me an advanced copy of that. But at any rate, you've got connectors over here that I'm trying to get rid of. Other connectors here for the mouse. I'm getting a wireless mouse for this. So there's things yet to happen that'll make this a little neater and a little cleaner and easier. And then I'm going to spend a weekend cleaning up the living room for where we've been unboxing things and things of that nature. I've actually got over here in the floor, a new Dell monitor. You can barely see it. There we go. A new Dell monitor that I'm getting for my wife's computer. So I've got a lot of projects going on, a lot of things happening in the background. But I just wanted to show you the Bluetooth speaker in action. Okay? That's what we call B-roll, where I bring in something that I shot to show you how it works. But that's it. That's its use in real life for me, okay? Is this real life? Remember the old video with the kid that had been to the dentist? Anyway. So that's how I intend to use it. Because the XPS 13 does not... It's a very compact... Ultrabook that doesn't have built-in speakers. And at first I thought that was going to be okay, but stringing speakers and running wires, and I was not happy about that. So that's why I got this N6 bar, because this thing allows me to wirelessly, using Bluetooth, send the sound to it, and I could actually control it with the controller, I don't know, menu system there. And it works great. I mean, it sounds really good. Now, the great thing about this that I bought off Amazon, it was $13. $13. Okay? What a deal. And I actually, because I've been buying so much tech, I even got more off of it than that because of the incentives that they give you on Amazon. So, wow. Now, the next thing that I've got coming in tomorrow is a cable, a small cable, micro USB to type A USB that's a foot long. It's only a foot long. This fits, as you saw, behind my XPS 13. And in order to keep it charged, you have to keep it hooked up with that little wire. I know that kind of defeats the purpose of wireless, but it has a 4-hour battery life, and it's amazing how quickly, if you're fooling around on the laptop, 4 hours goes by. So it actually works pretty well for me to put the charging cable in there and leave it there. But the reason I got the 1-foot cable with a 90-degree end is so I could go in and have the wire run straight back and go right into the Bluetooth speaker bar. And it'll be very unobtrusive. Now, it hasn't come in yet, but I've planned it out to where it will be very, very unobtrusive, and it won't be like wires running everywhere all over the place, all right? So for me, just for me, your mileage may vary, as they say. For me, it was a good solution, okay? So I hope all of this, you know, you might think, wow, Dr. Bill, this must be like Christmas there with all this stuff. Yeah, well, as my wife reminded me, what am I supposed to get you if it's your birthday or Christmas? You always buy whatever you want. Yeah. I mean, how do you explain the tech? How do you say, well, I want a Live Pro L1 multi-format video mixer? And she'd go, yeah, right. But now, here's the thing. They had this Live Pro mixer on sale. A big sale. It was like $60 off. So it made it very, very cheap. Now, hold on. Hold what you got. Let me go over to this camera. I could have gone. Oh, my goodness. That's heavy. I could have gone. Comparatively, okay? Could have gone this route. This is the ATEM Mini Pro. Okay, and that's the big boy. It's not the Extreme, okay? The Extreme is much bigger. This is smaller. And you'll notice it's still in the plastic. I haven't unwrapped it because this doesn't belong to me. Okay, this belongs to my church, Faith and Victory Church in Greensboro, North Carolina. And we're believing for a new building. We're going to be getting into a new building. And when we get into that new building, this is going to be the heart of the video production for the church. All right? So I'm going to put it back here. Try to do it in such a way it doesn't fall over. But at any rate, so that, I could have gotten another one of those. This one we got for the church funds, okay? But I'm holding on to it until we get into our building. But I don't want to use it. You know what I'm saying? It's not mine to use. So that's why I got the Live Pro. It's smaller. It has less capabilities. The audio capabilities of this are just barely get by, okay? But that's okay. I don't run any audio through it. I use, as you saw in the earlier videos I did on the channel, I use the Focusrite Scarlett Solo separate audio for the video, all right? So I didn't care about the Live Pro's just okay audio. I was after the switching features. And as you saw, the little bar gives you the ability to, at will, change the effects and the speed at which you transition those effects, all of that kind of thing. And then, for the most part, you just hit the buttons and you go back and forth very easily between the two cameras. I've got my, over here on this side, I have my Sony FDX AX100 camcorder. And over here on this side, I have the Sony A5100 DSLR. Okay? I wanted to tell you what they are, as you saw from the previous videos, because if you're trying to replicate the setup, I want you to have everything that I'm doing and what I'm doing it with. Okay? Long ago on the show, I said I was going to show you how I produce this program. Well, as you can see, it changes all the time as I try new technology. So, that's our show for today. We've run, let's see, we've run, how long? I'm trying to find, there's 20 minutes and 52 seconds. So that's a fairly long program for this channel. So I'm going to stop right here. But I wanted you to see how all this came together, and I finally got it all together the way I wanted it. So remember, until next time, the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.